I believe this isn't the last hockey game at the rink, though. I believe the adult league still goes one more week. So
if weather will permit them to play.
Weather will permit them to play. They might not finish up, or they may not finish up at all. We have no idea. A lot of commotion here at the rink. They're presenting Travis Hessemaker with his medal now. Number 74 is getting his, Austin Seaman. Yep, he gets his medal. Congratulations from the officials. And number 40, Krista Rogemark, she's getting hers. Only one of two girls playing in midget hockey. She had a nice game, and I believe she had a penalty tonight, too.
Yep. So Melissa did, not Krista.
Oh, not, okay. Melissa did. Melissa got the penalty.
Yep.
Okay, the other gal. Yep. Yeah, I believe that's Ashton Rogenbuck. They're just getting his.
No, nope. Wainer.
Oh, Wainer. Yeah, Rogenbuck was before him. Wainer, Avery Wainer, getting hit. And then this is the girl that did have the penalty, Melissa Seeley, getting her medal. She was an assistant captain. And the last player getting his medal is number 13, Sean Rogenbuck, who was also an assistant captain. So congratulations being accorded to the Harbor Beach team. Officials are congratulating the coaches. We're hearing a few remarks from your head coach, Neil Essenmaker. So, two hard-fought games in two nights.
Yep.
What's Stone Cold's prospects for next year? How many players do they have returning? You have any idea? Or?
I don't have no idea.
No idea?
Well, we can find out. We got the sheet up here.
You have a cheat sheet? Maybe we can figure it out.
Right here. He's going to put it on here. I don't know if he did or not.
No, we don't have that information.
No, we don't have that.
Yeah. So, it would have been helpful. I know a couple of them are. You
know, I know a couple of them are.
Yep. Don't know which ones, but now Stone Cold is getting their trophy. The goalie and three captains. So, of course, their friends and relatives coming around, and they're obviously disappointed.
Yep.
To have two straight losses when they have the championship within their reach. Gotta be tough, but tomorrow morning you wake up and just go on. What else can you do? They had a good season.
Yes, they did.
Earlier today, we had the Bantam Championship game. Ossetoski Realty came back with a win on that game. I believe that was a 4-3 score.
Yep, in overtime.
In overtime. I think it was over within 7 or 8 seconds. We had a breakaway by Tommy Morrow. He broke in on the goalie. Sort of lost control of the puck. It slipped the goalie. And the goalie lost control of the puck. Gave it right back to Tommy. And he fired it home. And that gave Ossetoski Realty the championship in the Bantam League. So we've had two championship games here tonight.
Next up is Captain Cody Stolken.
Cody Stolken getting his award for Stone Cold for second place. Being congratulated by the crowd here.
Next up is Scotty Miller.
Scotty Miller getting his medal.
Seth Geiger.
Seth Geiger getting his. Playing a hockey game in a wet pond's got to be very, very difficult.
Yep.
I'm sure they'll sleep good tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Logan Connors.
I got tired just watching him.
Yep.
Logan Connors, a goalie, getting his.
Trevor Schenker.
Trevor Schenker. I believe Trevor might be a senior, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so is Dan Brown.
Yep.
Dan Brown
getting it. Big defenseman.
Matt McVay.
Matt McVay getting an award.
Joey Amon.
Joey Amon. And one more player to get an award.
Mark Amon.
Mark Amon, his younger brother. Long, hard season. Many of these guys will be going to either Cleveland or Cincinnati.
Yep, Cleveland, some of these guys.
So, they're disappointed tonight, but tomorrow morning they'll wake up and ready to go.
They'll be ready for school.
Yep. They're ready for the next game. That's the way it goes.
Ready for next year, a lot of these kids.
I'm sure they will be. Well, I think that's about all we have from the rink tonight.
Yep.
So we'll say, good night. Final score, 3-2 for the Harbor Beach Pirates over Stone Cold. And in the the band division, Ossetoskee Realty wins in overtime for the championship.
Concludes your championship game of hockey here in Bad Axe, Michigan. Those were your sports commentators, Dave Fruski and Ken Kendikoski. I'm Michael Kaufman. I was your board operator, pushing the buttons back at the studio. It's Eddie Fury. Thanks a lot, Eddie. We're going to send things back to you now. Getting back in your regular programming.